going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Saints should be on the clock.
They are, sir. Ty Robinson from Nebraska, defensive lineman, going to Philly with the 111th overall selection.
Yeah, that's about all they need, another defensive lineman. And he's a guy that's got a lot of he got the P word next to him.
Potential.
And he got a lot of guys that's going to prod him pretty good. And, this is where Vic Fangio kind of puts his fingers, thumbs, any other body part on a pick in the draft on a guy like Ty Robinson. Who was a really great athlete. He ran the fastest 40-yard time of any of the interior guys. It just sometimes has not translated to production out on the football field. But, man, a really terrific athlete and a guy that has some movement with him. He can play both in the interior as a defensive tackle or off the edge, and that's something Fangio puts a lot of premium on.
Looking at some best fits right now at CBS Sports for the New Orleans Saints with this selection, guys. Isaiah Bond, a wide receiver out of Texas. Jalen Royals, another wide receiver from Utah State. And Western Michigan corner, Bilal Cohn. So we'll see if the black and gold end up going in one of those
and
directions.
And the pick's already in, Steve, so we won't have to wait very, very long for it. And so we'll give you that selection when it comes down for the Saints early
in the fourth.
Yeah, and so they got another one right down the road. I think, Mike, you said, 18 more picks back?
Yeah, they do. According to Nick Underhill, it's going to be Oklahoma linebacker Danny Stutzman.
Man, Danny is a guy that is, I'll steal Hebert's term, he's a tackling machine. Danny Stutzman's all over the field. He could play in the interior. He could be a middle linebacker. He could be a Mike. He could also play on the strong side or the weak side. Very instinctive football player. Look at the numbers Danny Stutzman has put up with the Sooners. I remember when Tulane played Oklahoma and Coach Summerall, the first name he brought up was Stutzman. I said, it's almost like twins. He said, you know what? When you watch it on film, it's almost like they got two Stutzmans out there. That's a really good pick for the Saints. Man, I'm a big fan of Danny Stutzman. And he is one of these off-ball linebackers that plays the run well, has been pretty good in the coverage part of the game also. But I think other than running back, hasn't that been the most devalued position, Deuce, at linebacker?
In the linebacker.
The off-ball?
Yeah, off-ball. I mean, coming into the draft, you really probably thought first round, the Georgia linebacker that Atlanta.
Jalen Walker.
Yeah, Jalen Walker, and most people are like, well, he's off-ball. You know, he doesn't rush to – I guess there's a premium for a guy, obviously, that rushes the passer because he can change the game. But off-ball linebacker, I mean, if he's a three-down guy – and he's not coming off the field, that's what you want. And so for the Saints, as they transition to kind of a 3-4 defense, I think it's a pretty good pick for them to be able to add to that linebacker spot. That was one of the places we thought that they would go. Of course, you're going to add a little bit more, whether that's through the draft and or free agency. But it's a pretty good pick for the Saints, and so
I really like this pick of Danny Stutzman. And again, because he's a playmaker on defense, and they were looking for a certain bigger type linebacker. Danny Stutzman brings that to the table in that he is a bigger linebacker. Because before, a lot of these linebackers you pick, and they look like strong safeties. Danny Stutchman, you know, he got some size on him in the fact that I know at the combine his measurables, he was 6 foot three and a quarter.
Mike, hold on. You know, they got the pick, they're announcing it at the Eiffel Tower. You know, we're gonna have to go talk to management, man.
We should be there.
We need to go talk to management.
Alyssa DeSantis from the Eiffel Tower announces Danny Stutchman.
And he's 6 foot three and a quarter, 233 pounds. He ran a 4.5, 240-yard dash. But when you watch him play.
Plays fast.
Man, he's fast. And throughout his career in the 4 years at OU, 376 tackles, 37 tackles for losses, 8 quarterback sacks, 3 pass interceptions, 8 pass deflections, and 1 fumble recovery, and he forced 4 fumbles.
And played in 47 games. He missed as a freshman. He played in 10, so he's available, baby.
And that is what you want. But we watching some of the tape on him. The first one they showed, he's out in coverage. And that is, to me, something today, if you're going to play that off-ball linebacker, okay, you can see his instincts against the run, his ability to read what's happening out on the field, but also his coverage skills. And now we just watching him. He just picked off a pass. He read the eyes of a quarterback, jumped right in, undercut it right there. So you're talking about a big dude who can play. And, again, 366 tackles, that's a lot of tackles in college football.
Yeah, drop it into that hook zone as far as what you talked about. And I guess the question becomes, and it's not necessarily a strong side. It's a jack, it's a wheel. I mean, and so if you're a true 3-4 or even a 4-3, would he be the strong side backer?
I would put him at the strong side.
Yeah, so it's the Mike and the Sam that he probably could play.
Yep. Exactly.
Mike and the Sam that he could probably play in. So, I think it's a pretty good pick for the Saints. Like I said, they've got – you knew that they had to add some bodies, particularly if you're going to have more linebackers on this on this team. And now some of your defensive ends will transform to a stand-up linebacker. You know, I could see a guy like Granderson being able to do that. I could see a guy like Chase Young being able to do that. Even a Cam Jordan being able to do that. Isaiah Foskey is another one that could transform into that stand-up linebacker type guy. So we knew this team had to be able to add some guys to it. And so pretty good pick for the Saints.
Mike, what pick was that for overall?
112.
112.
Okay, because I just got this sent to me. Somebody got my top 105. He was 102 for me. So that was pretty close.
Pretty darn good. Yep.
That was pretty close. But yep. He was my linebacker 6. And I thought he may just tumble because of the fact linebackers today, it's not the value maybe you had years ago, especially the off-ball linebacker that's not used a tremendous amount as a pass rusher. And so I like the pick of Danny Stutchman, I'll be honest with you. I think he can come in and play for you pretty quickly. And the San Francisco 49ers have just picked C.J. West, defensive tackle from Indiana. We saw him blossom. He started at Kent State and then transferred to Indiana. I saw a lot of Indiana football this year, and he's a big guy in the middle that can cause some havoc, stopping the run. And, man, he's quick for a big man. He can move and get you some pressure inside.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.